6, Gangster Pat versus the jury. Mr. Gangster Pat, you're charged with 3 counts of aggravated assault and possession of a deadly weapon. So could you please take the witness stand and please explain to the jury your side of the story? All right, check it out.
Here we go another day, and I'm living like a maniac. I got my 9, and I'm finna pull my hammer back and get violent, but I don't try to be. Sometimes there's a demon inside of me. He's trying to make me do wrong and all that, but I snap and come back and put away the gat. And then my mind goes blank and I'm falling G, and I can hear the 9mm calling me. It's telling me to come commit another homicide. So I hop in my truck and go for a ride, and now I'm looking for a victim and my mind's blank. I'm feeling funny cause I took a hit from the dank. There's another person living inside of me, and it's a bad case of split personality. I need help, so lock me up for a while. I'm sick of living in this homicidal lifestyle.
Homicidal lifestyle.
He is lying. He is not getting to the point. You have no excuse to assault another citizen. I demand justice. The story that he is telling is made up, Your Honor. Can't you tell that this young man is lying? Would you please tell the truth, Mr. Gangster Pat?
Order in my court, Mr. Gangster Pat, could you please proceed with this charge?
Alright, I wake up in the morning with a strange feeling. It ain't right, I got an appetite for the killing. So I head to the kitchen for the butcher knife. Opened the door and I was blinded by a strange light. I knew that I was going crazy from the get-go. And then I turned into a spider, a black widow. I tried to climb the wall and fail, boy, did that hurt? I think the devil's trying to make me do his dirty work. I tried to climb something else and hit my head again. I passed out and woke up in my bed again. I start thinking something's fishy and it just ain't right. I could have sworn it was morning, but it's midnight. I look down and I'm tired in a straitjacket. I won't out, I start sweating cause I can't hack it. I need help, my mind is going buck wild. I'm sick of living in this homicidal lifestyle.
Can't you see that there's something wrong with the boy? You know, because he ain't his right mind. But he paid me for the case. So, I mean, it's up to you, Your Honor, whatever you want to do to him, you know. Because it's cool, it's all good. Can't you pack on proceed?
I'm going crazy and I really can't help it, G. I'm always thinking that somebody's trying to kill me. I'm having flashbacks, so I start to duck and run. All of a sudden, there's a boom, they done dropped that bomb. And now I'm sweating, cause I feel my body getting warm. I realize I'm in the middle of Vietnam. Here comes the sergeant, and he's telling me to guard his back. But I can't, cause I'm standing here without a gat. I hear a bang, and I fall, so I guess I'm dead. Open my eyes, and all I saw was bloodshed. I must be dreaming, so I pinched myself and woke up. Looked in the mirror and realized I was locked up. Threw up my set and I vapped through my neighborhood. I'm back to normal, so everything feels good. I'm not a killer and hurting people's not my style. This is the end of my homicidal lifestyle.
Homicidal lifestyle, homicidal.
Mr. Gangster Pat, I sentence you to 20 years in the state prison. Court is adjourned.
20 years.
Come on, let's go.
You can't give me no 20 years.
Come on, boy.
Get this man out of my court. You don't know.
You